Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 4. Week 37. The Faithful Witness of God for the Testimony of Jesus. Wednesday, related verses. Exodus 25, 31 and 36. And you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand with its base and its shaft shall be made of beaten work. Its cups, its calyxes, and its blossom buds shall be of one piece with it. Their calyxes and their branches shall be of one piece with it, all of it one beaten work of pure gold. Revelation 1, 13 through 16. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment reaching to the feet, and girded about at the breasts with a golden girdle. And his head and his hair were as white wool, as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet were like shining bronze, as having been fired in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth proceeded a sharp, 2-edged sword, and his face shone as the sun shines in its power. 1 Corinthians 12:12. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. Colossians 1:24. I now rejoice in my sufferings on your behalf and fill up on my part that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body, which is the church. Hebrews 7:25. Hence also he is able to save to the uttermost those who come forward to God through him, since he lives always to intercede for them. Related reading. Even though we may have the gold and are beaten together and are built into one as a lampstand, we still need the 7 lamps, the 7 spirits of God, as the expression. If we do not have the 7 spirits of God, we will be unable to shine to express God. Whether we are young or old, we daily need to be filled with the 7-fold Spirit of God. Whenever we are filled with God's 7-fold Spirit, we are living and shining. Because we are filled with the 7 spirits of God, we cannot be dead or dim. Nothing can suppress us. Because we are full of the Spirit of God, the more we are pressed down, the higher we bounce up. Sometimes the leading brothers strongly encourage the saints to function in the prayer meetings, but all such functions are not genuine functions, but performances, because the saints are not filled with the Spirit. Rather, they are deflated like flat tires. But the leading ones may still insist that these flat tires roll around a little in the prayer meeting. This kind of activity does not come from the infilling and indwelling pneuma, but from the pushing of the elders. After a brother or sister has been forced to function, he may not pray for 2 weeks. When a tire becomes flat, it is better not to roll it around, for the more you roll it, the more damaged it will become. However, none of us should be a flat tire. Instead, we must be filled with pneuma. We have a quote-unquote station in the third heaven, and we can always be filled with the heavenly pneuma. When we are filled with the Spirit, we can function at any time. This function is not a performance. It is our living. When we all are filled with the 7-fold Spirit of God in the built-up church, The sevenfold Spirit of God will become the very expression of God in Christ. Beaten work signifies sufferings. When Christ was on earth, he experienced much suffering, much beating. With the lampstand, the gold was beaten to shine forth the light of God. This light equals the glory of God. This indicates that through his sufferings, Christ expresses God's glory. If we are short of sufferings, our light may not shine brightly. Although we should not seek to suffer, we should not despise sufferings, for they are useful. If we never experience any difficulties, any beating of the gold, we will not be able to shine. For example, if your husband or wife or your children are always good to you, this may hinder your shining. But if you face difficulties in your family life, these difficulties will help you to shine. In all the dealings we face, we have to see the Lord's hand. We have to see that the Lord is constituting, carving, and molding us. The constitution of the Holy Spirit is not just an idea. It is constituted through the experience of all the circumstances around us. All the experiences we have in our environment are the result of the Spirit's constituting work. His discipline is actually his constitution. The golden lampstand is beaten out of pure gold. The beating produces the mark, which is the result of the discipline of the Spirit. Everything that goes on in our environment is for the producing of the beaten lampstand. The way of the ministry of the Word is not the way of the gift, but the way that is wrought through God's beating. We are clear within that the way today is the way of the Spirit's discipline. Where there is the discipline of the Spirit, there is the ministry of the Word through the New Testament ministers. Everyone who is used by God is beaten and molded by God. To speak only by gifts, doctrines, truths, and teachings is not our way.